Welcome to a new episode of Campus to Cyber, the podcast by the German UDS. For the production of this episode, we again use the AI-based knowledge management tool Notebook LM. The speakers are AI-generated voices. The entire conversation is based on the text of the German UDS. We'll be diving into Scientific Report 2 of the German UDS, authored by Professor Dr. Christoph Meinl, Dr. Thomas Staubitz, and Daniel Köhler. This report focuses on innovative formats for online teaching and their potential to transform learning. In this episode, we'll take a closer look at how these teaching formats are shaping the development of key skills, such as soft skills and transversal skills, which are crucial for the modern learning. From interactive platforms to immersive learning experiences, we'll analyze the suitability of different formats in fostering these essential abilities. So join us. We explore the evolving landscape of online education and its role in building the skills of tomorrow.
All right, so today we're really diving deep, getting into the nitty-gritty of online learning.
Really exciting stuff.
Yeah, and to help us navigate this world, we're turning to some cutting-edge research out of the German University of Digital Science, German UDS for short.
Catchy name.
Right. But what makes their work so fascinating is that it's built on years of real-world experience from their OpenHPI platform. They've been on the front lines figuring out what works and what doesn't in online education.
Yeah, not just ivory tower theorizing. They've got their hands dirty, so to speak.
Exactly. And one of the things they highlight right off the bat is that MOOC boom from a few years back.
MOOCs, right. Everyone was talking about them.
Massive open online courses, remember? Suddenly, anyone could take a course on anything, from anywhere.
It was kind of a Wild West out there for a while, all these new platforms popping up.
And then the pandemic hit, which just threw fuel on the fire.
Right. Everyone went online. But here's the thing, and this is where German UDS really digs deep, that surge in online learning wasn't just a pandemic blip.
You think it would die down? But it hasn't, has it?
Not at all. Their research shows that MOOCs, especially on platforms like OpenHPI, were already attracting tons of learners long before lockdowns were even a thing.
So it was already tapping into something people genuinely wanted.
Absolutely. Flexibility, convenience, a wider range of topics. It was like online learning cracked the code on what a lot of people were missing.
But it's not just about convenience, is it? I mean, what makes their research so compelling is how they connect this surge in online learning to deeper theories about how we learn best.
Right. It's not just about putting lectures online and calling it a day.
Definitely not.
Okay.
So let's unpack that a bit. Where do they start?
Well, they explore a range of learning theories, and they actually begin with behaviorism. You know, the classic reward the right answers approach.
Ah, so like those online quizzes where you get instant feedback.
Exactly. They're all about that immediate reinforcement. And to be fair, it can be quite effective in online learning. You know, that little dopamine hit of getting a question right, it keeps people engaged.
It's like the digital equivalent of a gold star sticker. Right.
Uh-huh.
We all secretly love those.
Precisely. But just like those stickers, it only gets you so far. The paper then dives into cognitivism, which zooms in on how our brains process information. This is where structured online modules come in, those step-by-step learning paths.
Okay, so a more organized approach to online learning makes sense, but I'm getting the feeling there's even more to it, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. That's where constructivism comes in. And this one's really interesting. Have you ever heard of the hole-in-the-wall experiment?
Refresh my memory.
So, back in the late 90s, they put a computer in a wall in a slum in India. No teachers, no instructions, just a computer with internet access. And got what?
What happened?
The kids, who had zero experience with computers, figured out how to use it entirely on their own. They were browsing the web, teaching each other. It was incredible.
Wow, that's powerful. Just by having access and the freedom to explore.
Exactly. And that's the essence of constructivism, people actively building their own knowledge through experience and interaction. And online learning, especially with the collaborative nature of MOOCs, it can tap into that same energy.
So it's not just about passively absorbing information. It's about actively constructing your own understanding.
Exactly. And when you think about how interconnected our world is today, it makes even more sense. Which brings us to the final theory they discuss, connectivism.
Okay, I think I can guess where this is going. Learning in the age of networks.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we're all interconnected, learning from each other constantly.
Exactly. It's not limited to textbooks and classrooms anymore. We're all part of this giant, ever-evolving network of knowledge. And that's where online learning really comes into its own. German UDS argues that it's not just about delivering information, but about fostering a deeper, more interconnected way of learning. They even have a name for it.
Deeper learning, right?
You got it. It's about going beyond memorizing facts and figures.
So how do we actually make that happen? How do we move from memorizing to really understanding and applying what we learn online?
That's the million-dollar question, and German UDS has a framework for it. They break deeper learning into three phases, starting with instruction and appropriation. That's where you get the basics, the foundation of whatever you're learning, but here's where it gets interesting. Online learning can be tailored to your existing knowledge.
Wait, so no more sitting through hours of lectures on stuff I already know.
No.
That's a game changer.
Tell me about it, and it gets even better. The second phase is where online learning really shines, co-construction and co-creation. It's all about collaboration.
So working together, bouncing ideas off each other?
Precisely. Think problem solving in groups, tackling real-world projects, brainstorming with people from different backgrounds. It's where those essential 21st century skills come into play. You know, the critical thinking, communication, collaboration, creativity, all the things employers are looking for.
All those C's we hear so much about.
Exactly. And this collaborative phase is where those skills can really flourish. Finally, we move into the third phase, presentation and reflection. This is where you take everything you've learned, synthesize it, and present it in a meaningful way. And of course, get feedback.
It's like that saying, the best way to learn something is to teach it. But online, there are so many cool ways to share what you've learned, right?
Absolutely. And German UDS argues that these three phases, instruction appropriation, co-construction and co-creation, and presentation and reflection, can be even more effective in an online environment compared to a traditional classroom.
Okay, so we've got the theory down, but how does it actually work in practice? What are some of the specific formats they're using to make this deeper learning happen?
Well, they're moving way beyond just lectures and quizzes, that's for sure. They're experimenting with a whole range of engaging formats. One thing they're really into is interactive videos.
Yeah, interactive video. So not just passively watching someone talk at you.
No way. Think more like those choose your own adventure books, but for learning complex topics. You get to engage with the material, make decisions, and see the consequences of those choices all within the video itself.
Now that sounds seriously engaging. What else have they had success with?
They're also big on the power of debate. Think online forums, structured fishbowl discussions, anything that gets people thinking critically about different viewpoints and engaging in respectful debate.
I love that. Fostering those skills feels more important than ever these days. You know, learning to disagree constructively, to consider perspectives different from our own.
Couldn't agree more. And of course, team-based projects are a huge part of their approach. We're talking hackathons, simulations, even traditional research projects, but with a collaborative digital twist.
So it's not just about individual learning. It's about building those crucial teamwork skills. Teamwork makes the dream work, right?
Absolutely. It's that real-world collaboration, even in a digital space.
It's interesting because we often think of online learning as being, well, isolating.
Right, stuck in your basement with your headphones on.
Exactly. But what's striking about German UDS's research is how much it emphasizes human connection, even more so than traditional classrooms sometimes.
It's true. They talk about wanting to get away from this model of education that they call the Nuremberg funnel.
The Nuremberg funnel. I'm not familiar with that one.
It's this old school idea that learning is like pouring knowledge into students' heads, like they're empty vessels waiting to be filled.
Ah. Okay, so you just point the funnel and hope for the best?
Pretty much, which,
yeah.
Let's be honest, is a pretty dehumanizing way to think about education.
Totally, and probably not very effective either.
Exactly, because it ignores the fact that we learn best when we're actively engaged, when our curiosity is piqued.
Mm-hmm.
That's what German UDS is getting at when they talk about providing the kindling for deeper learning.
And they have this great quote in the paper to illustrate this from Plutarch, the ancient Greek philosopher. He wrote, "For the mind does not require filling like a bottle, but rather, like wood, it only requires kindling to create in it an ardent desire for the truth."
Beautiful, isn't it? It perfectly captures what they're going for, igniting that inherent desire to learn that we all have.
Instead of just being passive recipients of information, it's about empowering students to become active participants in their own learning journeys. which I guess brings us to their vision for a fully digital university.
Right. They're putting all these ideas into practice as they build out the German University of Digital Science.
It's one thing to talk the talk, but they're actually walking the walk. So what's their game plan? What sets this digital university apart?
Well, first and foremost, they're laser focused on lifelong learning, offering courses that can be taken individually or stacked to earn degrees.
Interesting. So you can kind of create your own path.
Exactly. They call it Lego towers instead of ivory towers.
I love that. Me too. Mm. So much more flexible, personalized. But they're not sacrificing quality for accessibility, are they?
Absolutely not. They're adamant about maintaining the same level of rigor and engagement as any top-tier brick-and-mortar university.
So they're setting a new standard for what online education can be.
That's their goal. And based on this research, it seems like they're well on their way.
It's really inspiring stuff. So as we wrap up this deep dive into German UDS's work, what's the key takeaway for our listeners? What should they be thinking about?
I think the biggest takeaway is that online learning isn't just some passing trend or a second-rate alternative to in-person education. It has the power to be truly revolutionary.
To really democratize access to knowledge, open doors for people who might not have had the opportunity before.
Exactly. And as German UDS shows us, by embracing new technologies, innovative teaching methods, and most importantly, by fostering human connection and igniting that spark of curiosity, we can create a future where learning is more engaging, effective, and accessible than ever.
And that's a future I'm incredibly excited to be a part of.
Me too. And for everyone listening, I think the big question to ponder is this. If online learning can be this powerful, this engaging, this human, what possibilities does it unlock for you? What will you choose to learn, and how will you use that knowledge to shape your own future?